We got to the courthouse. It was packed. That room was full. You know, one side was everybody who was there for Brian on his behalf and left him. And then the other side of the courtroom was filled with people who were there for James on his behalf and loved him. And, you know, I remember I was the first one to get up on the stand that day and face him, and I was prepared. I had written a poem and a statement to read to him, and I had a stack of pictures in my lap that I had intended on showing him, pictures of my son, because I wanted him to know what he had taken from me. I got up on the stand, and you know, when I looked out and I looked to James, I just remember seeing all those people, and I remember thinking, oh my God. When I looked at him and I thought, he's just a kid. I remember thinking, he's younger than my own son, whose life he took. And he was just a baby. I looked at all the people, and it was not lost on me that we were all victims in that room. You know, I remember when I began to share with him, you know, on how he took the most precious thing from me that he could have taken. I watched his eyes fill up with water. He had big brown eyes. And I watched his eyes fill up and pool up with water. And then these big old tears just started coming down his cheeks, just rolling down. And at that point, looking at him, I stopped. And I was so overwhelmed with just such strong emotion. And I remember thinking that I was, like looking into the eyes of God. I was overwhelmed with a sense of profound love that just washed over me. It was, I had never experienced anything like that before or since. You know, and then I don't know, just sitting there, it was like this peace washed over me. The heaviness that was there just kind of went away. I went ahead on and finished my impact statement with him. I told him that I did forgive him. I read my poem that I had written to him. I never showed him the pictures. You know, I knew that this young man was remorseful for what he had done. There was no doubt in my mind. He never looked away from me the whole time I was sitting there and looking at him. When I told him I forgave him, I heard his grandmother cry out. You know, it just, it was tough. I knew that, you know, there were no winners in there. And when we came out of that courtroom, I was able to hug his grandmother. And I remember that's what I told her. I said, there's no winners here today. You know, and I just felt for everybody. The room was full of victims. We're the obvious victims. My family, everybody that was there for Brian, we're the victims that everybody accepts and understands, and we're the obvious ones of that poor mother, you know. But this young man's mother broke down in front of me in that courtroom, you know. I heard the grandmother crying out and hugged her neck. You know, his uncle went up there. I mean, this young man, everybody lost something. Everybody lost something that day.